Understanding autoimmune disorders. Autoimmune disorders are a group of disease or diseases that occur when the immune system mistakenly attacks healthy cells in the body. The symptoms of these disorders can range from mild to severe, and they can affect various parts of the body, including the joints, skin, and organs. Individuals on the autism spectrum may be more susceptible to developing autoimmune disorders, which can impact their overall health and quality of life. In this podcast, we'll explore the connection between autism and autoimmune disorders and provide some insights for managing these conditions.
Approximately one in every 59 children are born with autism. Albert Einstein.
Dr. Einstein had no speech until age 3. Steve Jobs. He was a loner. He brought snakes to school.
Leonardo da Vinci. This man was far advanced on the autism spectrum.
I'm not naughty. I'm autistic. And I just get too much information.
You're listening to Takiwatanga, Love Not Cure, Exploring Autism One Strength at a Time.
So first, we have to identify what is autoimmune disorder. So an autoimmune disorder is a group of diseases that occur when the immune system attacks healthy cells in the body. This happens because the immune system has mistaken these healthy cells for foreign invaders like bacteria and viruses. Some common autoimmune disorders include rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, and multiple sclerosis. The connection between autism and autoimmune disorders. Studies have found a correlation between autism and autoimmune disorders. Individuals on the autism spectrum may have an increased risk of developing these conditions due to genetic factors, environmental triggers, and immune system dysfunction. Some autoimmune disorders, such as celiac disease, have also been linked to behavioral symptoms commonly seen in individuals with autism. There are many types of autoimmune disorders that can impact individuals, and some of the most common autoimmune disorders include rheumatoid arthritis, or RA, which is a chronic inflammatory disorder that primarily affects the joints. Individuals with RA may experience pain, swelling, and stiffness in their joints, and the condition can cause joint damage and disability if left untreated. Number two, systemic lupus erythematosus. Oh, that's a very deep terminology. Or SLE is a chronic autoimmune disorder that can affect many different parts of the body, including the joints, skin, kidneys, and blood vessels. Symptoms of SLE can vary widely and may include joint pain, fatigue, fever, and rashes. Number three, multiple sclerosis. This is a chronic autoimmune disorder that can affect the central nervous system, including the brain and spinal cord. Individuals with MS may experience a range of symptoms, including fatigue, muscle weakness, vision problems, and difficulty with balance and coordination. Next is celiac disease. This is an autoimmune disorder that affects the digestive system. Individuals with celiac disease cannot tolerate gluten, a protein found in wheat, rye, and barley. When they consume gluten, it triggers an immune response that damages the lining of the small intestine. Number five, type 1 diabetes. This is an autoimmune disorder that affects the pancreas. The immune system attacks the cell in the pancreas that produces insulin, a hormone that helps regulate blood sugar level. Without enough insulin, individuals with type 1 diabetes must take insulin injections or use an insulin pump to manage their blood sugar levels. Then number 6, Hashimoto's thyroiditis. Hashimoto's thyroiditis, this is a type of autoimmune disorder that affects the thyroid gland. The immune system attacks the thyroid gland, causing inflammation and damage that can lead to hypothyroidism, a condition in which a thyroid gland does not produce enough thyroid hormone. It's important to note that there are many other autoimmune disorders and may potentially impact individuals on the autism spectrum. And each condition may present with a unique set of symptoms and challenges. And if you suspect that you or your loved one may have an autoimmune disorder, please speak to a healthcare professional for diagnosis and treatment plan. Some symptoms of autoimmune disorders may vary depending on the type of disorder and part of the body affected. So to manage autoimmune disorders can be challenging, especially for individuals on the autism spectrum who may struggle with sensory sensitivities and communication difficulties. Here are some tips for managing these conditions. Number one, work with healthcare professional to develop a treatment plan that addresses both the autoimmune disorder and any co-occurring conditions like autism. Develop a routine for taking medications and tracking symptoms to ensure consistent treatment. Use visual support like calendars or apps to help with medication reminders and scheduling appointments. Address any dietary concerns and with a healthcare professionals, as certain foods can exacerbate autoimmune system. The most important part is please seek support from any groups or online communities to connect with others who may be facing similar challenges. And don't forget that, and also seek professional advice. If we understand the connection between autism and autoimmune disorders, utilizing available resources, information about it, individuals can take control of their health and live happy, fulfilling lives. Till next time.
Every tangata fight takiwa tanga is different. If you fail with one strategy, don't stop. Keep moving forward. Always remember that for every failure you encounter, it's one step closer to your success. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, Memuto te fakawa haire. Let's stop judging others. Memahi tahi tato. Let's all work together. Kia maya, kia kaha, be brave and be strong. Thank you.